Hey, everybody. I'm told that it's Juneteenth. You know my thoughts on that. Candace Owens is here, advertiser free. She has a lot to say about a lot of different things. The vaccine, Black America, Chrissy Teigen, and more. This is brought to you advertiser free. That's right. No ads in this entire Saturday episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. How is that made possible? By you. When you support us at charliekirk.com/support. When you support us and get behind the work that we are doing, it makes everything possible. I want to thank Markle from Wilcox, Arizona. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Steve from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you so much for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Jose from San Dimas, California. Thank you. And if you guys want to go all in on the Charlie Kirk Show program and support our amazing team, we have editors, researchers, people that are diving deep into these issues. You can do that at charliekirk.com/support. And our mission to reach millions of young people at charliekirk.com/support. Candace Owens is here. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hi, guys.
Are it's we kind live? Of like a Joe Rogan start.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Hey, Candace.
Is this thing on? What's up, people?
Welcome.
People of the world.
Thank you for coming to our Young Women's Leadership Summit.
Very excited to be
here.
So
I want to talk about all the things we're not allowed to talk about.
Let's
Thought Crime 101, straight into George Orwell's memory hole. Mm. Are you taking the vaccine?
Are you kidding? If anybody's been following me, you know that Candace is not touching the vaccine. In fact, I'm so freaked out by the overall bribery that's going on that I'm questioning every vaccine now. Like they've been so aggressive and so crazy that, of course, like, you know, I don't know how all these other vaccines came about. You know, was it the same, you know, sort of aggressive gaslighting bribery that went beyond? I have no idea. So I think most people, and I've said this multiple times in many platforms, you probably started with a population that was mostly pro-vax. And I think what's actually happening is the opposite desired effect. And the majority of people are now going, wait a second, something's wrong here. Something is very weird here. There have been a lot of lies told, a lot of bureaucracy. Dr. Fauci is about as evil as it gets. I'm a big, big supporter of Fauci for prison sooner rather than later. This is a really long-winded way for me to say I am not touching the COVID-19 vaccine.
And so there's this propaganda campaign that you must take the vaccine or else you're a racist and you hate yourself and you hate your grandmother. And the Black community is actually resisting the vaccine. Is that right?
That's correct. So, yeah, there was an assessment done and there's all of these lies being told to make people believe that people that are resisting the vaccine are Trump supporters. You know, everything is sort of like it's some redneck Trump supporter in the middle of nowhere and they don't want to get the vaccine. And that's actually
because they're evil, right?
Because they're
evil. They're the problem.
Yeah, they're the problem. And the truth is that the minority community has been the most resistant to the vaccine. And that's just because the government has actually been involved. The CDC, and I talked about this on a recent episode of my show, has been involved in experimenting on Black people. The CDC should have been shut down in 1972.
I just wrote that down.
Yeah, when it got
I saw your show.
Yeah, when it got caught experimenting on Black men, and it was the exact same type of bribery. They said, "Come to us. You know, we're going to treat you. We're going to help you." People signed up. They said, "We'll give you free health care." So when the government ever comes to you and says, "Here are some incentives," especially in Washington right now, they're offering free pot. Like, they're giving people free pot to take the vaccine. They're offering free Six Flags tickets, right? We know that this is not FDA approved. So it's either they're trying to force you via means like you can't go back to school unless you get this vaccine. Why should that ever be the impetus to put something into your body? Why should you ever feel fearful in order to put something into your body or feel like you're going to lose your life unless you put something into your body? So I think it's, like I said, I hope and I think and I believe that it is causing the opposite desired effect. And most Americans are waking up to the fact that these institutions are quite nefarious, and Black Americans in particular. You experienced it on Black men for 40 years. And even when you got caught, CDC and public health services, you basically said, nope, this is still ethical until somebody actually blew the whistle from on the inside.
So what's the agenda here? I get asked this all the time.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do?
I don't know, because obviously anything that we try to speculate, would fall into the category of conspiracy theory. But you know what? I'm fine with that because it looks like the conspiracy theorists, they're having the best year ever.
How about Jeffrey
Epstein?
They've
been right about everything. I mean, the conspiracy theorists are having the best year ever. Everything they said last year was true, right? It escaped from a Wuhan lab. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No, the actual conspiracy theory was you saying that somebody bit a bat and called the pandemic. That sounds like a crazier conspiracy theory.
The wet market infected the entire world.
Well, somebody ate a bat. It was bat soup. Like, you know, so
it was some weird bat from the Himalayas, like 600 miles away.
Yeah. I mean, it was also like Bill Gates. He's up to his neck in it. I mean, following the money and telling us to listen to Bill Gates, but you're censoring doctors. It's just been a lot of funny business. And now, you know, the conspiracy theorists said the hydroxychloroquine works. And now all of a sudden it's, oh yeah, actually hydroxychloroquine works, which means that there are a lot of governors who should be put into prison right now. They stopped that because they wanted people to get
Gretchen
the vaccine.
Whitmer.
Yeah, Gretchen, but also Las Vegas,
Governor Sisolak.
Yeah, he should be
Steve
in prison.
Steve Sisolak.
He stopped it.
He's
he said you're not allowed to get
that
it.
That interceded,
as if we were having a shortage. There was no shortage of hydroxychloroquine.
No, we have a stockpile of hydroxychloroquine in Phoenix, Arizona. There is a stockpile of hydroxychloroquine, but they don't like it because it's cheap and abundant.
Because it's not the vaccine. It was all about getting people to get the vaccine.
What do they want with the vaccine?
Okay, well, first and foremost, profit is always the agenda from this government.
That's
true. So we know that it's minted 9 new billionaires. That's pretty incredible, right? So we're here to help, but also
actually— And very unimpressive billionaires.
Unimpressive billionaires, right? So that's the first thing, is that they're always looking to enrich themselves. In terms of the experimental technology behind it, the mRNA, alter your DNA— It's just not for me. You know, it might be for you if you're watching this. You might go, I'm kind of into that.
I hope it works out for you.
My DNA be edited and God bless you. You know, God bless you and your DNA for many years to come. It's just not for Candace Owens.
Eric Clapton got it.
Yeah.
And couldn't, like, had a total adverse reaction. 9 Yankees players got it and then got the virus afterwards.
How about the kids? I mean, talk about it's actual child abuse. Now they're saying myocarditis has been, they're seeing this trend happening and it's happening in Europe. And now kids are having their hearts, basically there's heart inflammation that's happening in young kids. They had a 0% chance of dying if they got COVID-19, right? The whole idea was, okay, we know kids are having no symptoms, they're asymptomatic, but they could pass to an old person. So you're making them get this vaccine again, which is an experimental vaccine. I say that according to the NIH website. They called it an experimental vaccine, right? So the CDC says experimental. The NIH says experimental. The FDA says we're not approving it yet because it's experimental. And you're saying that children have to get it in order to go back to school. I mean, whatever happened to the My Body, My Choice movement? I mean, hello, where are you guys? Really use your My Body, My Choice thing now.
The feminist movement,
right,
where they call you a birthing person. Congratulations,
I know,
by the
I'm
way.
So excited. I am a birthing person. I'm very proud to be a birthing person.
This is the
person.
Largest ever birthing person's convention in the history of the country.
I know, it's so
2,500 birthing persons.
It's so great. 2,500 of them.
The agenda is hard to pinpoint because then you have to try to find motives and intention. It's the number one question I get. I know you get that question a lot. What do they actually want? And I've come to the realization, look, they're just dark people and it's whatever it is, it's not good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be like, you know, when you're a kid and you used to watch those commercials, like if you were around Enfosilinoma 20 years ago, you'd call the lawyer at the bottom of your screen and get help. I feel like that's going to be the next generation.
Did
like,
you work at a coal mine in the 1970s?
Yeah, exactly.
Call 800-888-7500.
Did you receive the COVID-19 mRNA?
Did you use Roundup and trying to get rid of the weeds in your garden?
Call the number below. You may be entitled to. So, you know, I think, again, it's going to come down to individualism and people realizing that there's something very wrong about the way they have gone about this vaccine. Again, the lying, hiding treatments that could possibly work. They didn't want the treatments to work. They wanted to make sure now we're finding out that China filed for the patent for coronavirus vaccine days after the leak. I mean, there's just so much here where Fauci's ties to the Wuhan laboratory, that Bill Gates ties to the Wuhan laboratory. And again, the media cover up in terms of, no, this was just some bat soup. We don't know what happened here.
And it seemed as if there was a colluded agenda to bring in mail-in balloting to try to just run out the clock to get rid of Donald Trump.
And that was common sense. It was too perfect. It was also just too perfect, right? So now you've got senile Joe Biden who suddenly, I can't go in front of audiences and speak at all because of coronavirus, right? Because because you are an idiot. And if people actually heard you speak, they would realize that something's going very wrong. Like, you know, you seem to be, I think, maybe losing a bit of your senses. I can't speculate as to what's going on, but I think he's probably a bit early onset at the moment because he seems to not know where he is. They're giving him big note cards. Remember people telling him who to call on. And I think that would have been displayed very clearly had he been able to be in front of crowds. Instead, he's at parking lots being honked at. And the news stations are zooming in on his face. They don't even show you that there's no one in there. He's yelling as if he's in a big audience. So the entire election process just, you know, just it felt extremely fraudulent from start to finish, because then they, of course, flooded everything with the mail-in ballots because there was a pandemic. And so we have to change the system because of this to accommodate this pandemic. And now we're here. So I've been saying this from the beginning. I know people were initially, a lot of conservatives were very fearful. This might really be it. And I'm just like, it's never really it when it's the Democrats. It's just never really it. They're always up to something.
And you spoke out against it early, and you were right early. And then on top of that was the race riots and the George Floyd thing.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about kind of where that whole issue is. I mean, it is a nonstop hyper racial propaganda campaign.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about George Floyd. I mean,
I'm just talking about the entire
our Saint George Floyd.
Well, I'm talking about BLM Incorporated, otherwise known as Cushman Wakefield Real Estate Company Incorporated. It's where you're buying and trading properties for the, you know, it was Patrice Cullors. What was her name?
Yeah, Patrice Cullors.
She's got a home in every state, basically.
Always in white neighborhoods, which is so weird. So weird, right? Why go live amongst the evil?
It wasn't just white neighborhoods. It was like rural neighborhoods.
Yeah, 100%.
It was like total deplorable country. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee you there's a Confederate
LeBron
flag.
LeBron James, he says a black man can't walk down the street, and yet he chooses to live in a white neighborhood in Bel Air. It totally is just so interesting to me.
I was pleased to see him lose in the playoffs.
I mean, I didn't watch a single second.
I heard about it.
I mean, their views are really down. But it's interesting to me that they do always seem to choose to live in these white neighborhoods, even though white people are literally, to quote LeBron James, we literally can't walk down the street without being hunted, and yet he chooses to live on a street with all of his hunters. It's just bizarre to me. But Black Lives Matter, obviously, I have been at the forefront of exposing them and just trying to get people to pay attention to the fact that this is not a movement. This is a corporation. This is a well-funded.
You were the first one to mention that.
Yeah, it was just so obvious. It's like dark money. Nobody knows where the money goes when you donate. Nobody can still answer the question. Obviously, the George Floyd thing was just the most bizarre thing in the entire world. He was a criminal, a repeat criminal. If you cared about Black lives, then you would have said, "Oh, look, I do not feel the need to try to paint this criminal into a positive light," because the entire time he was alive, he did nothing but traumatize Black people. That's what he did day in and day out. You know, two armed robberies, you know, putting a gun to a woman's stomach while a small child, people don't know that, a small child was also in the room, I think 2 years old, was in the room when this happened. Imagine how that kid's growing up, having to see this armed robbery, a man pretending to be from the water department, then forces.
Literally, like, becomes a saint.
Yeah, and becomes a saint. So that there are he has an entire wake of victims who have to look around and watch as these celebrities and Joe Biden are painting it as if he was Jesus Christ. Because that's how he's been painted. Like, he was Jesus Christ. Like, he came and sacrificed his life.
And lived a perfect life.
Lived a perfect life.
Never told a lie.
Commanded
us how to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turned water to wine, fed
Christ.
The 5,000s, and raised Lazarus from the dead. And by the way, they also had a knee on his neck.
Right. That's exactly right. Exactly. So that's essentially what they're doing right now, is they've tried to turn George Floyd into Jesus Christ. And, you know, and I just wasn't having it. I can't deal with it. I'm so sick of people not being able to objectively say this man was a criminal, right? I cannot fathom how people could ever let their child wear a shirt with his face on it. He was a monster. I mean, the truth is that George Floyd, his entire life was a monster. Maybe he was a good news kid. I don't know. I don't know much about when he was a kid, but I do know that he was a lovely five-year-old. I have no idea. But I do know that it is remarkably difficult to serve nine prison stints before you turn 40. That's actually
Did
the biggest
really
feat. Yeah, nine. You know how hard that is before you turn 40 years old? I mean, he never got off of drugs. He clearly ingested fentanyl. Still to this day, people have not seen the full tape. Daily Mail leaked it, and they basically just tried to bury it. They leaked it, got a hand of it, and leaked the full tape from start to finish. And it is incredible to watch outside of those 9 minutes. He was safely put into the police vehicle. He was resisting arrest. He's the person that asks to be put on the ground. It's clear he's ingested fentanyl. Obviously, he was having an overdose. Fentanyl is 100 times more potent than morphine. And you know what happens when you take fentanyl? You tend to die. If you take something, if you ingest a bunch of fentanyl, if you and I did it right now, we would die. You know what we would do? We would stop breathing, right? And rather than talking about maybe turning his life and saying, you know, he was a bad person, let's talk about drug abuse, let's talk about addiction, I could have gotten on board with that. But I'm not going to get on board with pretending that this man was anything but a monster his entire life. And that upsets people, because people don't like to acknowledge the truth.
The Hennepin County Examiner said the first autopsy, it was a drug overdose. Second autopsy, they said it was because of asphyxiation or strangulation. But it seemed, Candace, that it just was what some of these activists needed to try to push forward this mythology of systemic racism in our country.
Right.
I just had a reporter I was talking to, which I'll never get those 20 minutes back, about something unrelated. And she's like, no rational, reasonable person can believe that America's not systemically racist. How are we? How do you respond? Like, give someone like
me
advice.
Ask her to give you an example.
She says,
"Well,
look at incarceration rates, and obviously
we commit more crimes. I mean, this is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's like, look at the incarceration rates. Are people being arrested for being black? Is the crime like right now? Like they're locking us up because you're black? Because then I should go serve a sentence, right? Actually, people are being arrested because, despite the fact that we represent only 13% of the population, I shouldn't even say that. Actually, only 6% of the population, being black men, account for over 50% of all violent crimes
and police
right.
killings.
Right. So that's not so unless her argument, and I don't know this anonymous reporter who's now an avatar for this discussion.
It was a Harvard white liberal person who writes for a mainstream publication.
Yeah. All the good ideas
snotty,
come from
snooty,
Harvard.
Drinks vegan milk and thinks that
Yale
I'm a terrible,
Harvard
deplorable
is,
person.
Is the beacon of every bad idea that's ever come to America. I mean, literally every racist idea you want to talk about that should be canceled. It should be Harvard and Yale. Eugenicism, where did all that come from? Who wrote the stuff on Jim Crow?
So you just brought up a great point. I want to talk to you about this, which is this idea of cancellation, which is some people are like, oh, no, we should allow critical race theory. We should allow these ideas because we believe freedom of speech. And you had this Chrissy Teigen thing that you that did, like, where I agreed with you, which is like, hold on a second. No, you know what? They're going to come after us. We have to use political power, whatever we have, to then hold them to their own standards.
Yeah. I mean, I should have probably received I probably will receive Medal of Freedom for taking out Chrissy Teigen. And I will I probably at some point, when whoever's president will probably give me that because this was a tremendous,
Kamala Harris
sacrifice that I made.
I'd love to see Kamala Harris put
the
medal
on
around
neck
you.
And, just
and
like
Joe Biden crying,
cultural,
looking up affectionately
tremendous
to the stars.
Cultural. So yeah, when that comes, I'm ready. Whoever wants to give it to me. Chrissy Teigen. Let's just talk about that. People are having a very difficult time understanding the difference between cancel culture and consequence culture, right? You're not being canceled if you go to prison for committing a crime, okay? You're not being, it's like you're dealing with a consequence or something that
really
you did.
Well
right?
Said.
A cancellation is like, you went on the Charlie Kirk show and you're going to lose all of your jobs
like
and sponsors.
Like an unfair, unjust.
You're just like,
penalty.
I don't like your speech, right? Chrissy Teigen was sliding into the DMs trying to convince teenagers to kill themselves. I mean, what are we even talking about here? A grown woman. It's not like, and I actually looked at this and I said, maybe she was like 17 when she did this. No, she was 27 years old and engaged
like
to John Legend at the time.
Allegedly the most beautiful person in the world, or is that her husband?
I think they did put her on. People put her on the cover of something. Yeah, like most beautiful family or something like that.
You know, whenever they do that and you're like, I don't know, it's probably not the right person.
Right,
like, I don't
right.
know about
so
that.
It's like people don't seem to understand that this woman – not only, it's not even like this happened a long time ago and suddenly she was a really good person and reformed. She's just been nastier, more vitriolic, more hateful. And she has just for whatever reason had an obsession with suicide, like thinks suicide is a really funny thing, particularly when it comes to young teenage girls. If you had even told me Courtney Sodden did something to her, like Courtney Sodden mean tweeted her or something and this was her response. No. Courtney Sodden was just living her life. And she's
what was
like,
the
this,
impetus
this
for this
person
though?
Has to kill herself. She's sick. She's actually a sick individual. Now, we've known this. Society has known this. But because she channeled her illness, her mental illness toward the Trump family, people ignored it, right? So she has this mental illness. She's had it for about, you know, decades. And everyone ignored it because she said, I'm going to channel my mental illness and I want people to die. So I'm just going to channel it towards Melania Trump and Ivanka Trump.
That's
and everyone
so
was like, she's demented. Like, there's no rational human being that can say at the age of 27 years old, you would ever under any circumstances, like, I can't stand Greta Thunberg, right? Like, I think
how
she is
you?
Like, right? She's just, she annoys me to no end. I can make a ton of jokes about her. Never in my mind, ever in a moment of my life, would I ever think, and this would be the same age group because when Greta Thunberg was 16, I was 27. Never in my life would I have slid into her DMs and encouraged her to kill herself when she was a teenager. That's demented. That's a mental illness, right? So I have no hard feelings. I'm just wondering, when am I going to receive an award for it?
So speaking of demented, very unimpressive, powerful women that are young, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thing that Matt Walsh did was hilarious.
Oh, God, it was so funny.
We both contributed to it.
So great.
And I think it just highlighted multiple different kind of, I don't even want to call it hypocrisy, double standard.
No, it was better than that.
What do you think was the brilliance of this particular, and then walk our audience through it, because some people might not be on Twitter and be very happy people.
So never in humanity will you ever get such a potent example of what it means to put somebody between a rock and a hard place. Matt Walsh inserted AOC between a rock and a hard place. And it was because she tweeted out something about her abuela, right? For whatever reason, she decided to insert one Spanish word. It was abuela. She's like, haven't been to Puerto Rico in forever. Like, my abuela was sick. And I mean, I went to see my abuela. And this is the house because Trump didn't do anything since the hurricane. Like, just randomly, obviously, is using her grandmother.
Yeah.
How dare you, Trump, somehow. And what was really amazing about this was Matt Walsh then decides, okay, like, why do you need the government to fix this? Like, oh, there she is, a socialist. Like, the government needs to fix my grandmother's ancestral home. And Matt Walsh launches a GoFundMe campaign for Abuela's ancestral home to raise money to get it fixed up. So she was shoved between a rock and a hard place because she had two options. If she took the $100,000 that he raised in a couple of hours, then she will have just learned the lesson that you actually don't need to steal money from people, and people will actually give if the government stops stealing from them in their heart, right? So that's a win for capitalism. If she doesn't take the money, then she proves that grandma actually wasn't suffering that much, and she's actually just a rotten politician who was using her grandmother to score political points. And she went with option B. You know, she obviously didn't accept the money, and it proved that her grandmother obviously was not in need, because I don't care how much I hate the left. If my grandfather was struggling and they raised $100,000, I would transfer that money immediately to help him in any circumstance. She never needed the money. She drives a Tesla. You know, she is a millionaire. She just wanted to score political points and was willing to shame her grandmother, by the way. Like, grandparents have so much pride. The idea of putting up your grandmother's home and on the internet and going, look at how, you know, dilapidated it is. It was beyond gross what she did.
And instead of her walking into the apartment and saying, oh my goodness, how did I let this happen? How did I, who has money, allow this happen to my grandmother? She says immediately, how can I use this for social media virality?
Right, right.
That's a sociopath.
Yeah.
She should not be allowed to have power. Whatever she's doing, people like that are dangerous.
Right. I totally agree. And it obviously makes us think, I don't even understand how GoFundMe was able to suspend the campaign because AOC's camp said they didn't want the money.
How dare you want to help
the
people?
The funds were for Abuela, and I feel like Abuela should know.
Well,
that
you and I
her
both
daughter,
contributed. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Because my $499 or whatever, $500 won't go to help a person in need in Puerto Rico.
I know. Maybe that person was never actually in need.
Maybe it was all a lie. But we've never been lied to by the media. They always tell the truth. So in closing here, the conservative movement is currently not in political power at the federal level. Republicans ask all the time, what does it mean to be a conservative? What should we run on? What should we articulate? What are the top issues that we can't lose focus on?
Well, I will say the biggest gift to the conservative movement right now has been critical race theory. We are winning big time on that issue. I think we also win big time on the trans stuff. So these are the two issues that I think, and you could, you know, people always say, oh, we can win on the economy. You can't win on the economy. People don't understand the economy. They don't understand economics. It doesn't make sense to them. Free money sounds good to them. It's too complicated of an issue when people are just thinking about what's in front of them, right? People understand children. Right. People understand what it means when you say that your child went to school and a teacher or professor told them they could pick their gender and they're 5 years old. People understand your child went to school and your child was handed pornography, was shown a pornographic cartoon, which actually happened in New York City. People understand this. This is how conservatives win. And you've seen that all across the country. The left is freaking out because they realize that black mothers are standing up and saying, you know, at these board meetings, I do not want my child being taught this filth, because it is filth. You're teaching children that they are oppressed. You're literally actually telling black people that they're less than you. I mean, it's incredible that people can't see this. You are saying to a child, you are black and therefore you are less than me, when you teach critical race theory in the classroom. So we went on that issue. The trans stuff, I've said for years, you are going to come up against a wall, especially with black Americans, when you start telling their sons, you know, that they can be women in the classroom, and you start forcing this stuff down and trying to sexualize children. And you're starting to see that shift. So I think those are two issues that we went on, and that we should just keep hitting the door at in terms of 2022.
Karl Rove says we have to de-emphasize the cultural issues and focus on GDP growth and tax cuts.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really bad idea.
And that sounds like a party that's more interested in pandering to corporations.
Right.
Speaking of which, I do want to ask you, how are your lawsuits going, suing the most powerful people on the planet?
So amazing.
Because you don't have enough fights that you've picked.
I know.
And there's not enough major Goliaths you're trying to slay.
Yeah. So the factcheckzuck.com, you guys can follow that. We put the docket number on to see us going after the fact checkers on Facebook. So they tried to get it thrown out. And we had arguments in Pennsylvania. And now the judge has asked us to come back and give second arguments, like a few more arguments. So we're just waiting to hear his decision about whether or not our lawsuit can go forward. And that's a very big deal. I think we have one of the, you know, craftiest lawyers in terms of how they looked at this case. And nobody ever thought, instead of going after Facebook, go right after the fact checkers. So I've been really excited about that. And very recently, obviously, I'm back into it with Facebook directly because they actually censored my post, despite it being 100% true, because they no longer allow you to post anything that causes vaccine hesitancy, even if it's true. That's now written into their policy. So even if you tell the truth has to be told in a way that makes people want to get the vaccine. If you want to know why, it's because Big Pharma gives billions of dollars to Facebook. So like it's a relationship. They're in bed together. And so I would like to also sue Facebook for defamation of character because they sent out a notice to the 1.2 million people that interacted with the post saying that I posted false information, which isn't true. They told me on the back end it wasn't false, but you're not allowed to post it. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think that these lawsuits matter, and I fully believe and I'm invested in being the most litigious person. So more on that, I guess, when we hear back from the judge, which should be, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Lawfare is something that conservatives have not done.
No, that's exactly right. And the left is so good at it. They lawsuit, frivolous lawsuit after frivolous lawsuit. Yeah, they're better. They fight harder than conservatives. That's the truth. And conservatives are so willing to take out their own, to comment on their own, to say horrible things about their own, over stupid things. You know, of course, we should condemn the right when the right is doing something wrong. But taking the bait when the left is trying to drum up a firestorm, we've got to stop doing that.
I totally agree. Blexit.com, BLEXIT.com, mm-hmm. CandiceOwens.com, mm-hmm. FactCheckZuck.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
By the way, the fact checkers are the worst.
I know.
It's the new kind of regulation that's been created.
It's just censorship lords.
Oh, totally. No, it is the thought police. Mm-hmm. It is as Orwellian as you could possibly get. And so, Candace, thank you for coming to our Birthing People's Convention
here in
Dallas, Texas, otherwise known as our Young Women's Leadership Summit. And you're doing amazing work. We love the show.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad we were able to talk about the vaccine thing because it's a total thought crime. And we're just asking questions here, Candace.
Yeah,
we're just asking questions and exploring things that matter. So thank you so much, Candace.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And again, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. No advertisers, made possible thanks to you. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.